I know a lot of people, myself included, will sometimes fall into the trap of taking your phone out your pocket and then putting it face down right there on a table. I'm trying my best to consciously not to do that, because that allows me to very easily just pick it up, grab the phone, unlock it, and start checking stuff, start texting people. If you keep your phone in your pocket, it becomes that much more of a challenge, of a blockage that you set up for yourself. That way you have to go into your pocket, fish it out, grab for your phone, and it's looking awkward. Some people are already knowing, oh, he's grabbing for his phone, he's probably bored. Phones away. That's part of engaging fully. Eyes locked, looking at the person. Eye contact. Oh, but I'm scared of looking people in their eyes. Okay, fine. Use the triangle method. Look in one eye for a couple seconds, down to about the bridge of their nose, to the other eye for a couple seconds. Every 2 to 5 seconds, just rotate between them. That way you don't have to stare somebody straight in their pupils and just look creepy. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast, where we empower you to level up your life in faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance, where each single episode is packed, I mean packed to the brim, with practical tips and takeaways to help you to thrive. If you guys enjoy the show, please leave us a rating and a review, as it really does mean the world to us. And if you want to see the show notes or any other resources that we have available to you, please check out this episode's description. It will all be there, including a link to the Foundational Pillars Coaching Program. Yes, guys, yes. You knew it was coming. Foundational Pillars Coaching Program. What in the world is that? For anybody who is new tuning in, the Foundational Pillars Coaching Program is for guys age 18 to about 35. And let's say you guys are now just starting off in your self-improvement, self-development journey. Guys, guarantee you're probably going through some analysis paralysis. You've heard a lot of information about a lot of stuff. You have some goals. You know what you want to do. You say, I want to live a successful life. What in the world does that even mean?
I want to make a lot of money.
How in the world are you going to do that?
Oh, no.
Good. That's where I come in. We're going to figure out what is, for example, a lot of money for you. Is it 70K, 80K, 90K, 100K, 200K, 250K, million? What is a lot of money for you? What is your goal amount of money? We're going to get laser specific on what that is. We're going to then create a step-by-step action plan for you to be able to start achieving such. And I will be personally there to hold you accountable for the entirety of the program, which is 3 months. The entirety of the program, I will be there to hold you accountable to what you said you are going to do. Now, everybody's goal is going to be different for every single person. So I cannot guarantee that we will reach your goal in 3 months, because let's be honest, if you're starting from zero, the chances of you getting to $1 billion a year in 3 months, that's not going to happen. But what I can tell you is that we are going to be able to create a step-by-step action plan for you so you can see progress. I guarantee you, you will see progress if you put in the work in this program. This is not a program where I do it for you. This is a program where you are going to be taking steps yourself, but I will be there to guide you every step of the way. If this sounds like something you are interested in, guys, check out the link in this description. It's going to be labeled as check out my coaching program, and it's going to be a link right next to it. Go ahead and click that out. It should be mgs.coach. Check that out. Read the page, and if you're interested, sign up for a totally free pathway to peak performance planning session, where you and I are going to hop on the phone, free 30-minute call, and we're going to start to plan out what your ideal life would look like and how I can potentially help you to get there. But let's say you're not 100% ready to do that, and that's perfectly fine. Not everybody's 100% ready to go ahead and hop in the deep end. That's why I run this podcast. So for you guys who are not ready to do that, you still get the value, as much value as I could possibly deliver on this platform. And if you all saw the title of today's episode, we're finally going to touch on what I've been talking about this entire season: active listening. I know, finally, we're going to be talking about active listening. Good grief. I know, we're going to talk about active listening and how to actually do it. Because I've kept saying this entire season, you have to do active listening. You have to do active listening. Make sure you actively listen. What in the world does that mean? Great question. I have 5 ways that you can implement in your conversations to actually practice active listening. So what is the first thing that you want to do? That is to engage fully. What in the world? Engage fully. I already do that. Okay, so is your phone away? Is your phone that's right next to you on the table or whatever, is that off to the side? Is that out of hands reach? I know a lot of people, myself included, will sometimes fall into the trap of taking your phone out your pocket and then putting it face down right there on a table. I'm trying my best to consciously not to do that, because that allows me to very easily just pick it up, grab the phone, unlock it, and start checking stuff, start texting people. If you keep your phone in your pocket, it becomes that much more of a challenge, of a blockage that you set up for yourself. That way you have to go into your pocket, fish it out, grab for your phone, and that's looking awkward. Some people are already knowing, oh, he's grabbing for his phone, he's probably bored. Phones away. That's part of engaging fully. Eyes locked. Looking at the person. Eye contact. Oh, but I'm scared of looking at people in their eyes. Okay, fine. Use the triangle method. Look in one eye for a couple seconds, down to about the bridge of their nose, about the tip of their nose for a couple seconds, to the other eye for a couple seconds. Every 2 to 5 seconds, just rotate between them. That way you don't have to stare somebody straight in their pupils and just look creepy. That also helps you to just triangulate that. People can tell you're looking at them, but you're not staring at them like a creep. Okay, and I'm telling you, you look at other people who do this, you'll still see their eyes moving, but it still looks like you're making enough eye contact to be paying attention while not looking creepy. So triangle method, try that out. Ears open. You're listening to what the person's saying. You're not thinking about making dinner. You're not thinking about, oh, what are my kids doing right now? You're not thinking about, oh my gosh, I need to get some gas. You're not thinking about, oh my gosh, I need to go record this podcast episode. You're not thinking about, oh my gosh, I need to go finish this thing for my, no. You are listening to what the person is saying and only to what that person is saying. How do you do that? By having genuine interest in that person and a genuine interest in what it is that they're saying. If you don't have genuine interest in what the person is saying, you're going to find it that much harder to actually pay attention, that much harder to actively listen to what it is that they're saying. So that leads us into point number two, which is to paraphrase thoughtfully. Your phone's away, your eyes are locked on them, you're listening to what they're saying, you're genuinely interested in what the person is talking about. You want to paraphrase thoughtfully. That forces you to listen to everything that they're saying, and then when they're done, you either, if the conversation necessitates it, if they're asking you a question or something, you can say, so am I understanding you correctly when you're asking, and then you say what you think that they were asking. Or let's say you're getting into a mini debate of some sort. When someone finishes their point, you can say, so if I'm understanding correctly, what you're saying is, and then you say what you think they were saying. Or if it's just a casual conversation and someone talks about something, blah-de-blah-de-blah, vacation, blah-de-blah-de-blah, hiking, blah-de-blah-de-blah, Mount Fuji. Oh, you went to Mount Fuji. That's really, really cool. What did you enjoy the most about it? I know you talk about the hiking trails and whatnot, but did you see anything interesting while you were doing that? I have friends who go hiking. I'm not a big hiker myself, but I have friends who do it, and they tell me all kinds of cool plants and animals that they see on the trip. You got pictures or anything? See that? You just paraphrase what they were talking about. You talk about they went hiking. You understood they went on vacation. They went to this mountain, asking for pictures. Now you're trying to involve them more. So now you're showing genuine interest in what this person is talking about and what they're saying. Now this person feels heard. They feel listened to. They feel like you're actually enjoying the conversation. So now this person is more likely to open up to you now and more likely to share more about what they did. And that's how you start building up these nice relationships, these communications. Remember back a couple episodes when I was talking about building professional relationships and then also making meaningful relationships? Those are episodes 128 and 126 respectively. This is one big way to do it. You go ahead and you paraphrase what they're saying, take genuine interest. That way you leave a lasting good impression on them. And then when you do that, they start to open up more. You start to leave a positive taste in their mouth. They start to say, oh, this person is genuinely interested in me. They're a really fun person. They're a really fun guy, really fun girl to talk to. I want to talk to them more. I want to learn more about them. That's how you start building up that relationship. Third thing that you can do when you're paraphrasing, this can be as part of your paraphrasing, or it can just be when you're not really sure what to really talk about, you ask an open-ended question. This is not just a, really? Because then the person will say, yeah, really. That's not open-ended, guys. That's not open-ended. Someone says, I went on vacation to Thailand. You said, oh, was it fun? That's not open-ended. You can ask them, oh, what did you do when you were in Thailand? Now they can say, oh, I went fishing, I went to the market, and I went to some kind of annual festival that they have. Boom. You now have three different topics that you can now delve into, three different topics you can now branch off
And each one can be their own separate topic of conversation where you can then start integrating your own personal stories while keeping in the back of your mind. They said, oh, they went fishing. They went hiking, they went to a festival. You can pick on whichever one you want to start, and then you say you start with the fishing, and then you do that. And then you can, while you're talking about the fishing, different kind of fish, you say, oh, did you see these while you were on your hiking trail? Boom, now you just brought in the second branch of saying that you brought them while you're on the hiking trail. And they can say, oh, yes, I did, or oh, no, I didn't. But what I did see, and then they start going off into that one. And then you can even branch off into all of those, and you say, oh, when you were going fishing, did some of the fish that you see or that you caught, were those some, is that some of something that is native to Thailand that they cook during their annual festival or something? Now see how you're linking all these three things together at completely different points in the conversation. And now the person is saying, like, this person's really into what I'm saying. Meanwhile, you've probably been talking for the past 30 minutes, and most of it has, 80% of it has been them. They're just talking about themselves, but you're actively listening. You're paraphrasing what they're saying. Oh, so what you're saying is XYZ fish is native to Thailand. Was this something that was caught and eaten during the festival? Hulk, now you paraphrased and you asked an open-ended question. You see how powerful this is now? And the person will just keep talking. And subconsciously, this person now thinking, yeah, they are so invested in what it is that I'm saying. This is how you build the relationship. Fourth point, we ain't done yet. We just stacking on the powerful layers here. Stacking it on right now. Point number four, after you're doing all this, what you want to do is you'll notice all these things have something in common. We're responding to what they're saying. We're not reacting. We're taking an extra second or two to breathe. As I mentioned in a past episode, we're taking a second or two just to breathe and then respond to what they're saying. We're not just going impulsively, because that's when all the stuttering starts. That's when you start realizing, okay, what do I say? Breathe, calm, be present. Listen to what they're saying. Paraphrase if need be to buy yourself some time, and then be able to respond to what the person is saying. Respond with, again, the open-ended question. Respond with the paraphrase. Respond with mirroring, as we've talked about before. Taking the last word or the last couple words or sentence or phrase of what they said and then expanding upon that. How do you do that? By practicing the one word exercise. So now you have more than one word to be able to expand upon what that person is saying. And now you can start creating a whole nother branch of conversation, communication branching. You see how this is not something you can do overnight. You can't just go to sleep, listen to this, and then just wake up the next day and be a god at this. This takes a lot of practice, a lot of work, but I'm teaching you how to do it. Lastly, empathize. That's the fifth point that I got for you. Empathize. You want to still have a heart. You don't want to be cold-hearted. You don't want to be cruel. You don't want to be rude. You want to be a human. You want to be able to empathize with people. You want to be able to be where they are. Talk to them where they are. You don't want to sound like a holier than thou. You don't want to make it sound like I was like, oh, been there, done that. You want to be with them at that moment. That way, the person feels like they're being listened to, they're being heard. I know those words keep getting repeated this entire episode, but that way they can be listened to, they can be heard, they feel like they're being respected. All this stuff, you're building up in their mind that this person is a great person to talk to, they're there for me, and you'll be surprised what this person will then end up doing for you. You'll be surprised. So, those are the 5 points that I have for you. I'm going to reiterate them one more time. That is to, number one, engage fully in what's being said. Phones away, ears open, eyes locked, genuine interest. Number two, paraphrase thoughtfully. Something like, so what you're saying is, am I understanding correctly when you say anything like that? Make sure you don't be afraid to use those so you can paraphrase correctly. Number three, ask open-ended questions. Really is not an open-ended question, guys and girls. It is not. Make sure you ask an open-ended question. Number four, respond to what they're saying. Don't just react. Don't just go off a whim. Take a couple breaths. Think about what they said. Active listen, mirror, all that kind of stuff we've been talking about all season long. Use those. Finally, empathize. If the person is feeling down in the dumps, I'm not saying you have to go be depressed with them, but at least come alongside them and take genuine interest in what the person is going through. Take genuine care. Genuinely try to help that individual. You never know how far that will go. You guys, that's what I have for you for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode. of Motivate Grind Succeed, the podcast, and I hope you guys got something valuable. In fact, I know you guys got something valuable from this episode. So let me know on Instagram, let me know on Thread, let me know on Twitter, wherever you find me, TikTok, I don't care, wherever you find me, send me a message. Let me know what you thought about this episode. Let me know what value you got from this. Let me know. I'd love to hear, and I would love to reshare the topics and the points that you got from this and how you're improving your life with the information that I'm giving you. I absolutely love to see these things. Love to see them. If you guys want any information about the show notes or any other resources that we mentioned in this show, guys, check out the episode description, including a link to the Foundational Pillars Coaching Program, guys. Again, it is open for clientele. If you guys want to be able to start accomplishing your goals and start seeing some actionable steps toward those things, guys, my doors are open. Feel free to go check out the website. It is a link in the description. Check it out, visit out the page, and be sure to apply if you think you want to be able to work with me. Take care, guys, and I will see you all next time.